Okay, this evening for Parshas Shoftim, I want to speak about something called the Goral HaGro. If you're not sure what the Goral HaGro is, hopefully you'll have a better idea by the end of this year. Now we start with some Sukkim in the Seder and Parshas Shoftim in Perek Yud Ches of Sefer Dvarim, of course, starting in Pasuk Tes. The Torah says, Ki ato bo el oret asher Hashem lokech anosim loch lo solmad lasos kesovos agoy ma'im. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you should not learn or emulate the practices of the abominable practices of the goyim that live there. And it says now specifically in Pasuk Yud, Perek Yud Ches, lo yimatzei v'chom mavir b'no v'tol bo eish. There shall not be found among you one who causes his son or daughter to pass through the fire. We refer to that elsewhere as molech. But it means actually put the children in the fire or had two columns of fire and pass them between. It's some type of a ritual, you know, a pagan ritual. Also, kosein, ksomim, ma'onein, umenachesh, umechasheth. Right? One who practices divinations, an astrologer, one who reads omens, a sorcerer. I'm going to actually explain some of them over here. Ma'onin may be Minyan Adiyoma, it's tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Right? So people have superstitions associated with dates. Right? Yudalef, v'chover, chover, v'shoel, ovi, yudoni, v'dori, shel, hamesim, an animal charmer, one who inquires of the yudoni, or ov, and one who consults the dead. Like, these are all different practices that we would associate with the term witchcraft, or divinations, and magic, black magic, that kind of stuff. The Torah tells us to stay away from all of this. Pasuk Yudbeis, kisovas, Hashem kalos, e'ela, because Baruch Hu finds all this stuff to be abominable. And uviglala togos ela shemal kecha mori shel son panechem. It's an account of these type of behavior, this type of behavior, these activities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is driving them out. Rashi comments on pasuk Yud Beis. Kol ose ela. Rashi explains ose kol ela nemar ela kol ose afilu achas man. Don't think that in order to violate you have to do all these different things. The Medrash list is 10 things. Question I get to 10 only seems to be 9, but maybe Mavir Beno will be told by each countess to different ones, whatever it is. But all these different types of superstitions and black magic, even if you do only one of them, it's also. That's what Rashi says, Kol Osa Elo. Then you have to do all of them, any one of them. It's based on a Sifrei, which we'll see in a second. And then the next Pasuk Yud Gimel wraps up, Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. That Rashi on your base. Tomim, rather, you should be wholehearted in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're wholehearted with Hashem, your God. Rashi says, again from the Sifrei, Hisalech imo b'tzmimus, go wholeheartedly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. U'sitzap elo v'lo sachkor achar asidos. You know, put your hope and your direction, so to speak, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't start investigating and try and figure out the future. Okay? Elakol ma she'evo alecho kabo b'tzmimus v'oz tia imo l'cholko. Do everything with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then this kind of reads the pasuk, Tamim Tia, if you're Tamim, then you'll be Im Hashem Elokecha. That's the Lashon of Rashi. As I said, it's based on a Sifrei. The Sifrei is in Pisca Kuf Ayin Gimel. Sifrei says, Ki Yisovas Hashem Kal Oseila Afila Achas Mehem. Even though you'll do one of them, you're not allowed to. Yochol Yechai Vach Yaval Kuam, maybe you only chai to do them all. No, Tamalova Kal Oseila Achas Mehem. Then it's a Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. The Sifrei says again, this is Pisca Kuf Ayin Gimel. Here in our parasha, Kishata Tom Chalkachai Hashem Elokecha. When you'll be Tomim Tia, then you'll be Im Hashem Elokecha. V'chein Dover Omar Vanim B'sumi Alech, and so on and so forth. Quote some Sukkim. I quoted the Sifrei as much for what it says as for what it does not say, which we'll come back to in a second, at least what it does not say in the version of Sifrei that we have, that I have over here in Pesach Kufay and Gim. We come back to that point in just a moment. The Gemara says in Psachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amadeis, Kuf Yud Gimel Amadeis in Parakar Ve Psachim. The Gemara says, a statement from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Just a moment. This is an agadic passage. Gemara, different people that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like. I just want to find it. Excuse me for 1 second. Kuf Yud Gimel on base, yeah? Yeah. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, there's certain people you're not supposed to be like, and one of them identified here is Bechaldeim. You shouldn't be like the in the category of the Chaldeim. I just want to find. I can't. Here it is. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Vachana, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Marta." Towards the bottom page, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel Yosi Ishuto Minayim She'ein Sholim BeKaldim." How do you know you're not supposed to consult the Kaldim? Shenemar Tamim Tia Meshanokecha. Our pasuk Tam Tia Meshanokecha. What is Kaldim? Says Rashi here in Pesachim Kuchi Gimel Beis. Rashi says BeKaldim Balei Ov. The people who consult the Ov, which is one of the things that's mentioned here in our pasuk. Remember the Rashbam comments, Kaldim, Balei Ov. Remember in Arvei Pesachim we have the Rashbam as well on the page. Rashbam Balei Ov came Pirish Rabbeinu. That's Rashi. We'll only hear it. The Kroxi Behedyal Tiflin Ola Ovos. I have a separate pasuk that says you know, like, consult the Ov. So why would that be under Tom Tia? You have its own pasuk. Vanisha Mati, what does it mean? Chozim Bekochavim. Gazing at the stars for the purpose of predicting the future. It's a form of astrology, right? The Chain Iker, he says to the Rashbam, that's the main thing. In fact, Rashi himself, the Kasher, which I'm not going into now, but Rashi himself in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Nun Vav Mubeis, Rashi himself there, as well as in other places, also mentioned, commenting on the same word, Chaldeim, the Chaldees, right? These people from that part of the world apparently did this kind of stuff. Rashi and Kuf Nun Vav Mid Beis and Shabbos himself says that the Chaldeim, Chaldoi, are Chozim B'Kochavim. So it's a question why Rashi and Arvei Pesachim didn't say like that, but the Rashbam says that's the correct interpretation. Now, what's important for us here is Tosus. Kuf Nun Vav Mid Beis and Shabbos, the Masal Chaldoi. This whole sugya means these are people who gaze at the stars and try and foretell the future based on the stars. Not like Rashi says over there that it's oh fine, because he says it doesn't fit in with the learning and so on. Now here's what I'm interested in. I read you before from the Sifrei, which Rashi and Chumash quotes. It says, "Uvis Sifrei Darash." The Sifrei has a drasha. Again, it doesn't appear in our version, but Tosus had such a Sifrei. Minayin she'ein sholin b'goralos. How do you know you're not allowed to like cast lots to make a decision about the future? Okay, sholin b'goralos. You're like Haman. Shenemar tamim tia v'goral v'chozer v'kochavim chadam milsi. So says Tosus. Someone, whether you're trying to determine the future based on the stars, or you're trying to determine the future based on casting lots, that's all in the same thing. That's all under, you're not allowed to do that based on Tamim Tia Himashon Orkecha. So says Tosus. Again, it's significant that Tosus says it in the name of the Sifrei. As I said before, I read you the Sifrei that we have. It doesn't have it in our text, but obviously the Balei Tosus had such a text. The Rambam writes as follows in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Halacha Tes Zayin. The Rambam sums up a lot of these unusual types of practices, you know, that like that we just looked at the Torah, different types of divination and stuff like that, the dark arts, if you will. So the Rambam writes the following: all this stuff is lies, it's falsehood, it's fraud, there's nothing to it. The early pagans, you know, the early pagan priests, they would perform these quote unquote miracles or wonders and so on, and they would trick the regular people into believing that these people have certain powers, whatever else, and they would get people to follow them. The Ein Royal Yisrael Shem Chacham V'Chucham Shalemashek B'Havolim Elo. It's not proper for the Jews, wise, intelligent people, to follow such stupidity, such emptiness. The Lola Halos Alev She'ez Telos B'Hem. And don't even have a Havaminess of the Ram that there's anything to this. It's all fake. Shenemar ki lanachash biyakov lo kesem yisol l'psukim parshas balak v'nemar ki agoyim el asher atayresh osam el ma'on lo kos mishol v'ato lo kein. Right, the other guy follow these type of silly superstitions and these strange astrological beliefs and so on. You shouldn't follow any of that stuff. Kol amam in bedvar ma'elu ki yosven v'chashir b'livu she'en emes v'dvar chochma. Okay, aval haTorah asarton. Anyone who thinks that, well, there's stuff, there's logic to this, just that we don't do it because the Torah says it. The Rambam says, and one could take that approach. If you believe there's real chokhmah to it, there's real wisdom, there's something to it, there's legitimacy to it, just that we're not allowed to engage in it, says the Rambam, Eina ela min hasichlin umechaser hadas. Somebody who has such an attitude is among the fools and the people with lack of knowledge and so on. Ubechlal, I'm going to say this part of Ubechlal, hanoshim, like women means, you know, doesn't mean, it means uneducated people. Noshim like tana means uneducated. like we say today, an old wives' tale. You know what I mean? It doesn't women. I don't believe in this type of stuff. Is like a nosharak time shein dait on shleimo. Haven't developed their intelligence. Doesn't mean they're not intelligent, but they're uneducated people. Aval balei chochmo tun hadas yedu barayos buro shekol elo adram shalshu Torah enam divrei chochma elo tohu vehevel. All these things the Torah asks is not. There's no wisdom to it. There's nothing real to it. It's all nonsense and emptiness. Shanim shebehen chaser hadas, that the empty-headed people follow after the notch called the dark emes to glow on and mess up other people too. Neze amar Torah kishizir al kolelo avolim pamenti emesor kachov. End of the Rambam in Parak Gud Aleph Hilchos Avodas Kavim halacha heis halacha tesaim. So the Rambam is pretty clear that all this stuff is bunk. Okay, there's nothing to it. With due respect to the Rambam, not everybody agrees that. There are Rishonim who understand that there is something to, there can be certain wisdom to this, there is something to this, but we're not allowed to follow it. It's interesting, the Ramban, in his Hasogos, I forgot to bring what I'll say about the Ramban, in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvos, aside from the Hasogos, he also prints mitzvahs that he thinks the Ramban should have counted but didn't. So at the end of the mitzvahs, I say, you have the Hashmatos Esen, things the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs Shoshocha Harav, the things that the Ramban, he thinks, left out, but shouldn't have. So one of the things, mitzvah number 8, is that he quotes Tamim Tiyash on Akecha as a mitzvah. The Ram doesn't list it as a mitzvah, as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban does. Now, it may relate that Ramban writes in a tshuva, this is in the Shas of Tshuva Sarashbo, Hamiyuchosos la Ramban, in some Reish Pei Gimel. He talks about Al Inyon Hamanachashim, Achashim, Achosim, Bekochavim, all these different people and so on, and certain things that we may do that relate to this. So he says, these Kastim Hakadmonim, they looked at the stars and it's Tagninus. I mentioned, from Avraham Avinu, right? Avraham Avinu, had some news from it's Tagninus, and Hashem said, you thought you're not going to be children, that's Avraham, but you're going to become Avraham, and same as Tagninus Shalach, and so on. And he brings various Gemaras and speaks about it's Tagninus, and apparently, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows in the world. And we don't do it. We don't consult. Ain't shalom el mahalak between the shemar tov dim la shor kechok. Okay, but the Ramban seems to imply here and other places, other Rishonim do as well. And that's not what I want to know tonight. But there is something significant to it. But anyway, I read to you that's just an aside, that Rambam and this Ramban. But I read to you the Tosus that added or had a version of the Sifrei which says that included in Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha is not to consult Gorolos. And the Tosus says that Gorol, using lots, is like looking at stars. It's all the same type of Isser. In fact, we find that the Beis Yosef quotes this as well. There's a whole simon called the Hilchos Kosam Ono Menachesh Etziorideya Simon Kuf Ayin Test. So at the beginning of the simon, the tour writes, again, someone predicting the future, and the Yeshim and Mashim B'chol, they use dirt or stones or some other type of medium to somehow help them predict the future, okay? And the Yesh go alarts, it's like some roll around, they scream, Yesh Mistaklu Marashal Barzel, one looks into a mirror and a crystal ball, as it were, right? All this type of stuff. Okay, or Ma'oshalashoshis, they may have marble, Medava only, and so on. They do these different types of superstition, which, somehow helps them predict the future. Anyway, that's what the Torah is talking about. That's Osir. You get Malkus for that, and so on. Now, commenting on this, the Beis Yosef, Bedil Maskel Kosein, the very beginning, Kufayin Tes, Neridea, says, he says, Uvesamuch Echtov, the east of the Sifrei, as I point out subsequently, the Sifrei says, Minayin she'ein sholin begorolos, shenemar tamin tiyas. The Beis Yosef quotes that same Sifrei that Tosus quotes. Evidently, again, we don't have it, I stress, in our version of the Sifrei, but the Rishonim had such a Sifrei that it's also us to consult these gorolos, some type of lots. So, we find the following in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Yoredeya, Sinkuk, Ayin Tes, Seif Aleph, Nechaber, Ein Solim, Bechozim, Bechochovim, Velo, Begorolos. But there's two things. Now you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to consult someone who does it. both things really. But that's the first line of the Mechaber in Simkuf Ayin Tes. And the Ardeya Sif Aleph Ein Sholim Bechozim Bechochom Belo Begarolos. So evidently accepted that Sifrei, the Tosis, and then he quoted himself in the Beis Yosef. Ed Zeramor Mishum Shenemar Tomim Tiem Hashem Lokecha. That's all based on Tomim Tiem Hashem Lokecha. The Kosher came to also Lishol Bechosim Achshem Chashem and so on. So we have a Beferish Isser in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, again, we may not have the Tzifrei, but Tosfos, the Beis Yosef quotes them, Paskim and Shulchan Aruch, they're now allowed to try and consult lots, like through the stars, and figure out the future and things along these lines. Okay, so what's interesting, in spite of this clear statement in the Shulchan Aruch, we have something in referred to as the Gorol Hagroth. The lots of the Vilna Gaon. I have a sefer called Hagon Achosid Mivilna, written by Rabbi Tzalo Landau, an important biography of the Vilna Gaon. And in the back, it has some, this is a later edition, and he has some stuff that's not in the earlier editions. And one of the things he writes about in the back, starting on page Tuf Aleph 401, is about the Gorol Hagroth. He writes, "Misoros of Alpeh." We had this some kind of oral tradition. People know Yadua Haya Al Gorol Hagro. Now, he didn't mention his first edition. We don't know. There's nothing in the Gorol's writings about this that we know. And there's a lot of writings from the Gorol. He never put it down in writing. But there was some type of thing that he found. He writes here that they found in the British Museum some type of an old Ksav Yad. Okay, not necessarily from the Gaon himself, but a Ksav Yad from the British Museum. It speaks about the Gorol Hagro. It tells you what you do. What is it? It's when a person wishes to be able to make a decision and wants, quote-unquote, some kind of divine assistance. So it says here, Kach Sefer Shel Chamisha Chumshei Torah, find a Chumish, okay, which has no mistakes in it, and so on, no Targum in it, no Haftorah in it, that's what it says here, no Nach, just a Chumish. The Hanach is Etzba Kotan, Amikur Zer Shel Yad Yom HaTevo Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. Open it up and put one finger, the thumb of one hand on the Pasuk Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, and and then on the other hand, another small finger on the left hand on the words Ve'ene Kol Yisrael and Parshas Habrocha, and the other fingers on the side of the book, and kind of flip it open. And when it opens to this random place, Tim Nemimokom Psicha Shiva Amudim, then count 7 pages from there. Uba Amud Shodaf Haravish Omar Hashmini on the 8th page, the 4th. With a double leaf, right? Nitzira Hasheni, then Tispor Sheva Shuros, count 7 lines from the top. Over Shura Hashmini, Tispor Sheva Tevos, then 7 words on the next line. And then finally you'll be able to find the remez to answer your questions. That's what it says. That's known as the Gorol Hagroth. Now, again,
Can anyone do that?
Well, I'll see. I don't know. That's what it says. Now. Yeah, okay. Give it a shot, right? Well, again, this is part.
I'm talking about. Chumashim
on
cloth.
No, printed chumash. Printed chumash, yeah. Right. It's just the chumash. Right, just the chumash.
I'm saying when Rabbi Landau was writing that,
yeah.
Did he mean anyone who keeps the Torah, anybody who...
That's what I'm talking about. Let's see. Okay, now, he writes further. He says, some say, other traditions have that it should not be a Tanakh, and not just a chumash. And others have to do with Tehillim. Okay, he quotes in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, it should be taken just be a chumash, not with a nach. Others have used it to Tehillim, and there are different things. Some say you got to start with a certain pasuk in Tehillim and count from there. Evidently, there are different versions as to precisely how the Gorol Hagro works. Okay, however, he then goes on to document here, and again, this starts on page Tuf Aleph of this biography of the Magon. Different Gedolei Olam who use this system to answer certain questions. So he writes here, Bala Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim used to do it sometimes. It says he used to fast on the day that he did it, okay, and it took it very, very seriously. And then he quotes the Bechumich Tukachinsky. He has a story here that they used it one time. In Gedolei Litta, besides the Chavetz Chaim, okay, I will tell you, I have here the biography of the Chavetz Chaim. Is the art scroll biography of the Chavetz Chaim, but this is from the Moshe Yosh. It was a translation from the original Yiddish. So in this thing on page, in this biography, on page 373, it says as follows. 373. In 1915, with the war, the World War One, with the war at its height, the Russians retreating, the German army came ever closer to the province of Vilna. It was then, in the week before Hashanah, that Chofetz Chaim decided to leave his home in Radin and move deeper into the Russian heartland with his family. He would take his son-in-law, Rav Hirsch Levinson, the dean of the yeshiva, with him, as well as Rav Shiva Tali Tzvi Trop, Rechana Wasserman, and the greater part of the student body. The rest of the students would remain in Radin, along with Rav Shiva Moshe Landinsky and a Mashgiach Rav Aryeh Negedik. The Chofetz Chaim deliberated carefully before deciding on this step. He was in a crisis of indecision. Finally, he reached the point of employing the venerated Goral Hagra, okay, the Vilna Gaon's casting of lots, which consisted of leafing through an old edition of the Hebrew scripture in a certain prescribed manner, which would lead him to a verse of the Holy Writ and draw his decision on that verse. The place in scripture where his finger finally stopped was Bereishis 32:8, and he divided the people that were with him into two camps. That's why he took some of the yeshiva with him and left some yeshiva behind. And the next verse he said, if one camp is struck, then the camp which remains will escape. In a footnote, it says here, the Chofetz Chaim used this method of casting lots very rarely, for he believed that if one were not worthy, the answer could be seriously misleading. Okay, so far we see the Chofetz Chaim did it. Okay, but again, and this sefer here, again, that's the Rabbi Yosher's, the original Yiddish translated in English by Art Scroll, but it's in this sefer, Gaon HaChosid Mevilna also quotes from that same book. Rabbi Yosher Yozel of Nevardok, Yerucham Levovitz, the Mashkiach of Mir, he has all these stories here, Rabbi Lapian, many great, the Gedolim, including Litvish Gaonim, did this as well. In fact, it's interesting, Rav Shalom, she quotes Rav Shalom Shadron, Rav Dessler, Rav Mendel Zaks, the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim. In fact, he quotes here on page Tovches, in Protz Mechanes Olam Hashmiya Nikleb Zev Soloveitchik, Rabbi Shal Bris Tavilna, right? The Bris Kavav, the Vavil Soloveitchik. Okay, he was in Stapik whether to go to Eretz Yisrael or not. He did the Goral HaGro with Sefer Tillim, and it came out to the Pasuk Yalu Har and Yerdu Gro, so what comes there, Yisarat Olam. You can come to the hills and go to the place where Kodesh Baruch established a reference to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he did. Okay, and it's also printed in here as well as in the Art Scroll biography of Moshe Feinstein on page 125. Rav Aaron Kotler, when he was in there, Moshe Feinstein came to America earlier, and Rav Aaron Kotler was in Kletz and he was deciding to leave Europe, was debating whether to go to Eretz Yisrael or to come to America. So it says, when Rav Aaron Kotler was in, he ended up in Japan, you know, with the group that the Mir that ran to Japan. When Rav Aaron Kotler was in Japan in 1940, along with other Rosh Yeshiva and their students who had escaped from German occupied Europe, he debated whether to come to America to join his father in law, Mrs. Zalman. Rav Aaron Kotler married Mrs. Zalman and Elsa's daughter. So he debated whether to come to America to join his father, Mrs. Zalman, Eretz Yisrael. His goal was to save as many European Jews as possible. Well, where should he go? So, as he frequently did when majors involved, he cast the Goral HaGro. He also did the Goral HaGro, and he came to the Pasuk in Shmos, which says, Vayomar Shem El Aaron Lech Likras Moshe HaMidbara. Go to the Midbar, that was in America, and meet Moshe Feinstein, they had known each other from before. Go to Moshe in America, and that's what the Rav Aaron Kotler took as his sign in Hashemayim to go and come to America. So you see, the upshot of all of this is the most sort of moving, the most moving story in many ways of about is the famous story with the so-called Lamed Hay, the 35 soldiers, those who know, those who have ever, here I have both in English, I think I brought the Hebrew also, bring me here, in the book Ish Tzadik Haya by Simcha Raz, which is a biography of Arya Levine, the great Tzaddik Yerushalayim. So starting on page 111, they have the story. It's an English version starting on page 162. A very moving story. The Lamed Hay, those are another story I'll say very quickly. In 1948, the War for Independence, so the Etzion block, the Gush Etzion area, which of course is now very built up, but at one time obviously wasn't, but there was Alon Shrut was there, a small village, and Kfar Etzion, a few other places, so they were cut off from Yerushalayim by the Arabs, by a siege, and there were 37 young men who were going from Yerushalayim. They wanted originally 37. They wanted to come in the back way. Those who've ever been in Gush Etzion, in that area, whether Alon Shrut or by Yeshiva or by Efrat, and you go to Beit Shemesh, You go the back way down all those the scenic routes, so to speak, down to Beit Shemesh, do that. So you're going on a highway called Kvish HaLamed Hei. It's not Route 35. I mean, the highway, the Kvish, in memory of these 35. It started out with 37 men who were coming to sneak into the Etzion block with supplies and weapons and whatever else. And they set out to travel overnight. One of them apparently tripped. They were traveling by night. Fell and broke his ankle or something. So he turned around and someone else had helped him back. So two went back to Yerushalayim. So they ended up with 35, and they traveled through the night, and eventually, in the early hours of the morning, they were seen by an Arab shepherd, an old man. Old Arab shepherd saw them, and they were debating, you know, should they kill him because, you know, he's going to rat them in or not. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, an old man seemed to be rather helpless, and they had unfortunately misplaced Rachmanis, and they had Rachmanis on the left of him, and he ratted them in, and they were ambushed, and they were killed, to the point that apparently some of the bodies were not recognizable. And, you know, they sent the bodies back, and then some of the records got mixed up. The kids, they were burying them on, you know, by Har Herzl, on that cemetery, the military cemetery up there, right nearby Vagan, on the top of the hill there. So, So I'll read in the English, but you know, I can read in Hebrew or the English. It tells a little bit of the story here. The bodies were all gathered under the initiative and leadership of the chief army chaplain at that time, Shaul Gorin. Okay, attempts had been made to establish their identity. And under enemy fire, they were hastily buried, you know, and then they removed them and so on. Anyway, 35 sealed coffins were brought to Jerusalem, and every effort was made to establish identification. They made use of whatever sketches or charts had been made by those who gave them temporary burial, the memory of those who might recognize objects or characteristics, photographs, especially teeth, to be checked against dental records. Anyway, 23 could be identified absolutely without any shadow of a doubt. As for the rest, they only knew that these were the 12 remaining martyrs, because they knew the names. They knew the names of the 12, because they knew who had gone, but they didn't know which body was which. There's no way to link a particular body with any one of the names. It would be hard to imagine or describe the pain and anguish of their parents. When a mother stood bowed down over the grave of her son, cut down in his youth, the channels of prayer and weeping opened for her. She could pour out her tears in her woe, and heaven listened. But how intensely sharper was the grief and agony when the parents did not know to which grave to go to seek words for their heart's unhealable wound. So anyway, they wanted to rebury them. They put the 23 that they knew were proper markers, and eventually matzevas. Each grave had its name, but 12 were unmarked. What could they do? So some of the parents went to Tzvi Pesach Frank. Tzvi Pesach Frank was the Rav Rashi in Yerushalayim at the time, and they went to him, and he decided to employ the Goral Hagra to try and figure out which grave was which person, and so on. And this was a tradition, and you asked before who can do it. Who should actually draw the lots? Okay, it was inappropriate to use it. How well it worked depended upon the spiritual purity and sanctification of those who made use of it. And so it was decided that Abaye Levin, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, would be the appropriate one. At first he didn't want to do it, but see, Pesach Frank told him he has to do it. Anyway, just here on page 165, very interesting. This is how one journalist described the event. It was Thursday night. The people went up to the yeshiva that Rabbi Aryeh maintained on the upper floor of a small, humble home in the neighborhood of Mishkanot. In the room filled with darkness, they lit 12 candles, one for each of the fallen, which lit up the eastern wall where the Aron Kodesh stood. The people there were Rabbi Aryeh, his son-in-law of Aaron Jacob of Jacobovitz, and his son of Rafael Binyamin, and two of the stricken parents, one of whom, by the way, is the Israeli publisher Reuven Mas. You see books published in some books in Mas Publishing. It's a publishing the Persian Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, they began by saying Tehillim, and by the tradition for drawing the lots, it was to be used two columns to the page. He took a Tanakh that was printed in 1701 that Rabbi Levine had, and it was just two columns on each page, no targum, no anything else in it. And silence filled. This is a very dramatic description. I'm going to read the whole thing. There's actually a picture here of the Tanakh that he used. And what it says here is they opened up, you know, to start, and he turned the backs of the pages this way and that way haphazardly seven times, then exactly seven leaves going forward. Next he went forward seven single pages, after that seven columns, then seven verses, then seven words, and finally seven single letters. So it was seven times seven, seven batches, seven leaves, seven pages, seven columns, seven verses, seven words, seven letters. Whatever the seventh letter was, Rabbi Aryeh now looked for the very next verse, which began with that letter. By the verses of Scripture found in this way, he would assign a name to each of the 12 unidentified soldiers who now lay reburied in the military cemetery on Mount Herzl. Okay? It was one basic rule. For each time he did this, they chose one of the 12 graves to find a name for it. The deciding sentence in the Bible to which they came at last had to confer or refer to one of the 12 names. They had the names of the guys, and sure enough, they found basically a list of all the psukim. For example,
the grave every time.
Right. Well, they did an order. They did an order of the graves that were buried there, and they said the first one is a pasuk in Shmuel that they came to. Lists off all the psukim. The pasuk lists it off in writing. Umate Binyamin Gorol, a pasuk there, so that was a guy, there was a guy named Binyamin. They decided that was grave was his. The next was Halo Benyamini, pasuk in Shmuel, there's a guy named Oded Benyamini, so it was assigned to him. Yaakov Ben Atar, the next pasuk they found, Kol Nefesh Abol Yaakov. Next pasuk was Vayomer Yosef, Halvi Dechem, there's a guy Yosef, and so on and so forth. Eitan Gaon, another person, Vanar Gaon Yisrael Bafanov, a pasuk in Hosea. So each time, they only did it 11 times. Because the 12th was by process of elimination. They used a Tanakh. They used a Tanakh, yes, yeah. But they only did it 11 times because then the 12th one was by process of elimination and they knew who it was. So anyway, this is a very moving description. You have time to take a look, you know, either in Hebrew or in English version. In any event, so this is the one of the more famous applications of the Goral Hagra. So it's very interesting. You have all these gedolim, and it was used by Rabbi 11 at the direction of Tzipi Safrank to solve this terrible, and again, it's a very moving story. But what about the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Shon B'choz M'kochavim B'lo B'garolos. And it's a Beferish of Din the Shulchan Aruch. So how do we understand exactly what, why this is allowed? In the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, about the Spitler, Orchos Rabbeinu Malakilis Yaakov and Chelek Aleph, on page Reish Yud Ches. This is it. Well, it's a collection of his. It's not a biography. It's a collection of his, some of his hanhagas and stories, about him.
Orchos Rabbeinu.
There's five volumes now out. So this is volume Aleph. So on page Reish Yud Ches, it says, "Shalti, I once asked the Spitler."
His students put it out.
Yeah, a particular student. Based on his own experiences. This is Rabbi Horowitz was his name. And
did you ask the Stipler something?
He asked me, he asked the Stipler. He asked questions and he spoke this Talmidim, his Malakah. It's like an intellectual biography, if you will, of some of his Shitas and his Minhagim and so on. So it says he asked the question to the Stipler regarding the Goral Hagra, and he says the Stipler says that he never used it. The Stipler never used it, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who's still alive today, his son, he writes here, Shamati Megon Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Sha'aviv, his father, Daita Lois Anichal Asos, his girl, Hagro, from Mitrei Tam. He didn't want to use it for two reasons. Aleph, Lo Yodim Bidyukech Lasoso. We don't exactly know how to do it. I said before, there are different traditions how you do it. We don't exactly know how to do it. And Bayes, Sha'ain Lismo Chalgaros, Tamim Tia, Mashon Kacha. So, despite the fact that many Gedolim, whatever, this Spitler didn't want to do it. And the question is, why, what happened to this Pesach Meshohar, according to everybody else? Not like this Spitler. So first of all, we should know, we do know if we think about it, the concept of a Goro lot is actually found in numerous places in Tanakh. So for example, I'm not going to read the Pesukim inside, but in Vayikra Perek Tezayin, huh? Right, which animal is going to go to Hashem slaughtered, and which is going to go to Azazel was a Goral. Okay, Bamidbar Parakavav, Pesukim Nun Hay and Nun Vav. How you determine which Shvatim get which Chelik? Ach Begoral Chelik Asar. So use the Goral for that. Okay, and not only that, you could argue with those that mitzvahs in the Torah, but Yoshua and Perak Beis when Achan took from the spoils after the Battle of Jericho. How did they determine who? They figured out first which Shevet, which family. All that was done by a Goral also under Yeshua.
What kind of Goral
are these things? What's that? We don't know, but the point is, it wasn't the Goral Hagra necessarily.
Yeshua did.
Right. But it was
the Goral was up and
Yeah, how they did it.
And okay. When Achan didn't like the outcome, Yeshua said, don't be more Lazar and Goral.
Right, exactly. So they did that there. In Shmuel Aleph with Shaul and Yonason, okay, there was also Goral. in Yonah, although those weren't the Jews, when they wanted, when the storm came, they wanted to figure out who they cast lots, and it felt like those weren't Jews. Okay, Haman, of course, that's the most well-known. And Nehemiah, in terms of Parakir, Nehemiah, they have about which families brought the certain things for the Mizbeach, the ate them, and so on. So we do find Gorolos. Okay?
Even the quotation from the stipler, if you would really be convinced that he's in a pulpit, it doesn't mean the terrorists. It's on a border.
Right, it's a border. So the question, how do we get over the border according to. I mean, we just read the Chafetz Chaim did it, Mark Kotler did it, and the Bessel did it. So many people, according to this, you know, biography of the Gaon. So we do find the following, and this is our point of, maybe the point of departure for the Heter, so to speak. There's a famous Medrash in Megillas Esther. Okay, not about Haman's Gorol, but about something else. Medrash says this is Esther Rabbah, Parsha. Zion, in this edition, some Yud Gimel, some Yud Zion. Anyway, it says as follows: B'shar shenechtem o'osam igros, b'nosam nitnu b'yad Haman, when Achashverosh approved and he gave the letters that the Jews are to be exterminated to Haman. Well, osameh hu chobneso chaburaso. Okay, he and all his cohorts were overjoyed. Upagu b'Mordechai shu'alach lefnei. They bumped into Mordechai. Okay, he's obviously depressed. Ra Mordechai Shlosha Tinoko Shubon Beis HaSefer. Famous Medrash. Mordechai came across three kids coming from the yeshiva. Rots Mordechai Achrem. Mordechai ran after them. Shara Haman Rechoch Vesha Rots Mordechai Achrem Tinoko Shalcha Achrem Mordechai Das Ma Isha Mordechai Mem. They saw Mordechai running after these three kids. They wanted to know what's he up to. So they followed him. Kevan Shigi Mordechai Tinoko Shal Echad Mem Psokli Psukecha. What pasuk did you learn today in school? Amalei al tira mi pachad pisam posim mishlei umishos rishon kisavol. Don't worry, about the hate of the wicked and so on. Posach hasheni don. Here's the second one. Amani kriyi amuzef posim amalei is a safer posim yishaya utzu hate of the sufar dabu dava lekum. All the enemies can plot all their plans and nothing will happen. Kimanu keil. The third one says also in yishaya vadziktani uvadsevani esbol ani yasiv esavani esbol nolay kevan tshalom mordechai kach. Okay, and then Mordechai was overjoyed because these three kids all quoted psukim, which would indicate somehow that we're going to overcome the bad decree of Haman. What are you so excited about these babies psukim? Learn from these kids, I don't have to be frightened from the plots that you're trying to put together. And then Haman got angry, he wanted to go after the kids and so on. But anyway, that's a famous medrash, and it's based on the idea of psokli psukecha. These three kids happen to learn these psukim. And yet Mordechai took that as a sign that he doesn't have to be frightened of the decree of Haman. Exactly. So I want to quote a few of the places, all over the Shas, a few places, right? Okay, where we find that. So for example, school children. So there is an example of a Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tes Rav and Aleph. Now there, that pasuk happens to be about Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, known as Acher. Right, so those who don't know the story, Elisha ben Avuya was a great Talmud Chacham, was a Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, and then he went off to Derech and stopped being an observant Jew, and he's referred to therefore as Acher, the other. Tana Rabbanan, the bottom of Tes Vav and Aleph and Chagiga. Tana Rabbanan, Maise be'Acher sharoche balasus b'Shabbos. He was once riding his horse on Shabbos because he no longer kept Shabbos. While the mayor Mahalach Achra blew Motar b'Piv, the mayor still walked next to him to learn from him. And the mayor elsewhere says he was able to figure out what's good, what's no good, whatever. Amal Omer Chazol Acharecha Shekvar Shiarti Bikva Asusa Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. Then he told the mayor, you can't come with me anymore because I'm at the Tchum. I'm going on. You can't walk any further. Amalei Afata Chazor Becha. You go back also. You mean you go back and do tshuva. And the mayor is always trying to get him to go back and do tshuva. Amalei Valo Kvar Amarti Lecho Kvar Shemat Nechor Parga Tshuva Vonim Shovim Chutz Me'acher. I already heard that it's impossible for me to do tshuva. He had a lot of interesting things in his gemara. But anyway, he pressured him, so I Beis Medrash. He came to the Beis Medrash. Elisha ben Avuya did. Amalei LeYanuka. He said to a kid, "Psokli Psukah." What pasuk did you learn? Amalei Ein Shalom Amar Hashem LaRishayim. Right? Hashem says there'll be no peace through the Rishon. It posted in the Haftarah and Kippur, right? Okay? Went to a different shul, he told a different base major, and he asked the kid, quotes another pasuk, King Techabsi Banesa, Retabak Laboris, Nichtam Vanechal Fadai. The pasuk I just learned is no matter how you try and scrub out, your Avera is, you know, is there. Okay? And he went to another shul, what his pasuk, each of the kids went to 12 different shuls, and each one of them, they told them, but each one of the kids said some pasuk that seemed to indicate. That's what it says here. He went to 12 different Batei Medrash, and, I'm sorry, 13. Twice I've been Medrash. All of them said these two
kids. Didn't he get enough for not trying to be true in the end?
So again, but he took this sign from all these kids, that this is not, again, maybe we don't want to bring it right from the Shimon of Leah, but it's another place where we find the concept of Psokli Psukha. Then there's also Gemara in Gittin, and this is more, the two Gemaras in Gittin. The first one is in Nun Vav Mir Aleph. It's one of the Gemaras that's mutter to study on Tisha B'Av. Amar B'Yochanan Am V'Sanusis of Yizchari Ben Avkulas Hecheves Beitenu V'Sarfas Hechalena V'Glisana Meretzena. Because of the excessive, what's the right word? I don't know, stringency or whatever, the modesty of Yizchari Ben Avkulas. I'm not going to know the whole story. The Gemara goes on. That's what led to the Churban. You can study this Gemara in Tisha B'Av. Okay. What happened? So the Gemara says, Shadar by Neron Kesar. Nero, the Emperor Nero, was originally sent to destroy Yerushalayim. And he came, and he came across to a kid, Sokli Psukecha, and he asked the kid, what'd you learn? Okay, Amar Levin, Asatias Nikmosibe Adam Biarami Yisrael. I'm going to eventually take revenge against the Romans. Right? So he said, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to get it in the end, right? So therefore he decided not to, and it says here, and I'm not talking about whether this historically, stands or not, but he says, he also Igayer, he went and became a convert, Nero did, the nothing mayor of Mayer, was a descendant of Nero. Okay, but again, Psokli Pser, then as Vespasian was sent in, he talked to finish the job. That's one Gemara in Gittin, Nun Vav Mir Aleph. But another Gemara, more important in terms of Lamaisa, is in Gittin, Samech Ches Amr Aleph. Samech Ches Amr Aleph. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, also, made certain, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was one time by the Reish Galusa, and Reish Galusa, the head of the exile, and the servants, some funny story that they were plotting to kill him somehow. Rav Sheshes was blind. And he had offended, Reish Galusa wasn't always, Tamar Chacham wasn't even always, from such a firm guy. You know, and certainly his workers were not. So anyway, when Rav Sheshes was there, he had an interaction. The Gemara has a whole story. And so the Gemara says, I'm saying it outside to save some time, but so Rav Sheshes was blind, so they dug some kind of a little hole, and they covered it up with a blanket. And I said, well, right this way, Rabbi. You know, the idea that he would walk right in and fall in, and he would get killed. Now, they were in the house of the Reish Galusa. You couldn't just... couldn't just do whatever you wanted. So it says Kikonofek, Karole Bir of Shadala Tisha Amale, Lay Simale, come this way. Rav Chisda was with him. Rav Chisda couldn't just say, don't do it, because it would have been a violation of protocol. So he kind of like, he made a noise, that kind of like we do, you give a hint, that's what Gemara says. Like Rav Chisda tried to hint, and then, just then, there was some kid there, and he said, they caught a pasuk, right? He asked the pasuk, Rav Sheshes said to this kid, what pasuk did you just learn? And the pasuk was, Netelecha al yamin al smocha. Move either to the left or to the right or to the left. So he took it, therefore he did it, and then he went around to the side and he was saved. And Rav Chisda asked, how'd you know to do that? So he said, well, first of all, you grunted something, so I knew you were trying to hint to me something. And also the kid told me this pasuk. So again, he made a decision on the basis of what this, what pasuk the kid was quoting. Finally, in terms of the Gemaras, is a Gemara in Chulin. On Dapsari Hey Amad Beis, okay, Dapsari Hey Amad Beis, where the Gemara actually says that certain people used to make decisions, Rav Bodik B'Mavra, Ushmur Bodik B'Safra, and Rabbi Yochanan Bodik B'Yanuka, which means that Rav would make it, if he's trying to decide whether to go across the river to check on the other side where his property, wherever he had it, if there'll be a ferry there when I get there, that's a sin and I should go. And if there won't be a ferry there, then I won't wait. No, that's where he waited. And someone else would Badek be Yanuka. Okay, as Rashi says, the Shia Leip Sokli Psukecha. that would help him make the decision. In fact, later on, the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yochanan would always communicate with Rav in Bavel, and would write him in a very flowery language, and to referring to him as the great Talmid Chacham. When Rav died, so Shmuel took over, and Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure whether Shmuel was on the same caliber, and therefore he didn't write to him in that way, and then Shmuel tried to impress him, so he showed him his knowledge of how to calculate the Kiddush HaChodesh and so on, which Shmuel was a big expert in something else about Treifus. Anyway, then he wanted to go visit, and as the kid told him, he learned the Pasuk of Shmuel Mace. Okay, so you learned that he thought that Shmuel had died, and then it turned out that it wasn't like that. Anyway, you have this Gemara, and the Gemara says, you know, on this basis, that, you know, certain things, bias, here is Tanya Shimon Ben Ozah Omer, bias Tinok V'Isha, Afo Pisha Ein Nachash Yesh Simon. Certain things can count as a simon. And it mentions here, bias Tinok V'Isha. Bias Tinok V'Isha. Okay? Now the Rambam himself, we read how strongly the Rambam felt before. That was in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes Zayin. In Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam himself acknowledges that Misha Omar Dira Zu Shebanisi Simon Tov Haisalai Isha Zu Shemasasi Behemuz Zekanisi Murechas Haisamais Shekanisi Asharti. If you say, you know, ever since I built this house, everything's been great for me, or you view the fact that your wife just had a baby as a good simon, or something along those lines, or v'chein ha'shol l'tinok eiz ha'posuk ha'talomidim omer ha'posuk min ha'brochus yismach v'yomer ezeh simon tov. Guys, have to hear it, the simon tov says the Rambam kol eila koyotzev and mutter. It's mutter, it's okay. Holel v'lo kivein maso v'lo nina milasos, because you didn't decide to do something or not to do something on that basis. Ela also is a similar atzmo l'dover shekvar hoya. I just say that it already was. It's a good luck for me. Yeah.
But don't some people say that? Doesn't it say shimi my kol shimi also? If you change your place, it'll change your life.
Okay, it's good hara, but that's not about a specific. Okay, interesting.
I hear.
Okay, the Ravid, that's the Rambam. Okay, the Ravid seems to say, adds first of all, it has to work three times and so on. There's a long Kesef Mishnah here, which I'm not going to read inside fully, but the Rambam seems to hold that it's only a private thing that a person does for himself, and that doesn't impact any action one way or the other and so on. However, as we saw, there are Gemaras which seem to indicate the other way. So, yeah.
This is a whole discussion to wrap up with Pasuk Shvatos, either having ongoing connection to a Kaddish Baruch or not, and if you do, how it's communicated can come in many ways.
Hold the thought.
You, there's an issue. You can't say, and therefore I'm not going to...
Right, that's the problem. There's a Michush.
Exactly.
We spoke about it a few years ago, talking about Michush per se. Now, I was focusing more on the Goros, but it overlapped. But you're right. I mean, that's the tension here, really. Okay, the Rambam has to acknowledge that the Gemara has Tokli Psukecha. So he says, well, if it's just a sin and the soul already has, you're not really deciding, the Rambam catches it through. Yeah, man.
So, but then had you, but we're supposed to say if someone gets ill, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him, you know...
A message.
So there, where's the balance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you a personal message?
That's all part of this tension. How do you access the message, so to speak? How do you pick up the message, if you will? I mean, you know, we have concept of Mishnifas Adar Mar Mesimcha, Mishnas Alvin Matan Mesimcha, you know, so there is this type of...
We do acknowledge that Klai Yisrael, there are
times. Yeah. I don't know. Ein Mazal Yisrael, but yeah, for certain
no,
things.
No, there, yeah. Ein Mazal, but
right.
That means there
right.
are.
Right, right, right.
There
right.
are,
not,
but,
right.
but we're not subject
right,
to that.
Right, right, yeah.
He's saying that if one would get sick, that Hashem would be giving a personal message, just like one Hashem would give you...
So Gemara has in the beginning of Brachas, right.
To giving a
right, but here we're saying, you could argue it's not quite the same thing, because there, okay, the Kashmir is communicating with me, so I should take it, but here, just because this kid has nothing to do with me, he happened to learn this puzzle, therefore, but the Rambam says it's just a simon. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes these Gemaras, and he said, according to the Rambam, you know, you don't rely on it that much. It's just a little bit of simon. But again, I acknowledge the fact that others say not this way. The smag, for example, and we'll move to conclude. The smag in mitzvah nun aleph and losa say nun aleph says some, and this may be what some of you are saying. Okay, even though Apopisha also in Achesh, you can't have this type of divination, but Yesh Bo Simen. In Mitzvah, Gimel Pamim, Achesh Abon Abayis, or Achesh Nol Atinok, or Nol Sisha, or Lois Lich, and that was on. So then you take that as a message, and he says, just like Soki Psukachon, and Rechoshin Zeh Ke'en Nevor. It is understood like a form of nevuah, like a form of communication.
So that was the mission quote, the first
right?
Time.
Apparently,
and then and
that's
that
the writer says the smart says. But the point about nevuah is interesting because the Kesef Mishnah in that source quotes the Gemara Baba Basra a few days and days that nitna nevuah latinoko. So you know, ever since the Chorban, there's no more nevuim, but the children have nevuah. So maybe that relates to psoki psukecha. It's certainly possible.
Lamai, huh? A lot of people ask kids the person.
That's a different right for the purity, right? Now the in the Shulchan in the same Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, let's note that in Simon Sif Dalid, the Mechaber Paskins, like that Rambam said also, Bayis Tina Fishal Fishay Nichol Jay Simon, and Ramor adds, if he was Matzich three times, and the Ramor adds, V'chein Mutter, this is Sif Dalid, that same Simon Kuf Ayin Tes, V'chein Mutter Loma Latina Psoki Psukecha, okay? And Yesh Omrim, the other Mutter Lassos, will Simon the Dover Shiyavo Lassid, a person's allowed to make a sim in the future, okay, the Eishos and others don't allow it. Okay, and then he ends, V'alech b'tom b'tech b'shem chestis omeno. Best thing to rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Taz writes, this is Kotten Gimel, V'psok l'psukecha have k'ein nevuah k'tana. So it's like a little smattering of prophecy. And the Shach, it's in Kotten Hay, says, Das, mashma das, Harav the Haposkim, the Shulchan and other Poskim, the Filu Lasos Maise, the Lismoch Olav Laosir al Haposuk Mutter, the Choshev Tzasim, well, not like the Ram says. Okay, the Shach quotes that most of the Poskim hold not that way, that you can even make a decision with regards to the, to regards to the future. It's interesting, there's a long Siv Kotten here, long for the Groh, Siv Kotten Yud Aleph, and he speaks about, you know, this issue, about Nichosh and so on. Again, he doesn't mention anywhere, you know, about his so-called the girl, you know, it doesn't appear, at least to my knowledge, and that's what it said in that book, it doesn't appear in any of his writing. That would have placed to have put it. Just to end off, other, certainly many other poskim do allow these things, actually quote the Birka Yosef, the Chidor here quotes, refers to a medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni. It's in the Yalkut Shimoni Mishlei Perkov Beis. It's Chelek Beis, Remez Tof Kuf Samech. It quotes a posuk and it says, in Bikashta Litol Eitzah in HaTorah Hevi Noto. If you want to take an Eitzah from the Torah, then you can take Eitzahs from Sukkah in the Torah. Exactly what that means, you know when one can think about it. But based upon that, the Chidor, in a few places, the Birka Yosef there in Yoredeya, in the Shiur Bracha, in Sivkot and Vav, he quotes in the Marikish, L'chule alma mutter l'ftoch b'torah liros ha'posa ka'ola. You're allowed to open the Torah, why? Ki chayenu. You know, the Torah is the source of our life, so a lot of we can look in the Torah and see if we can get a message, so to speak, from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kamosha Matsina B'Yoshio, Shosa Maisa, Matsu Sefer Torah, Golo, Bosa Posa, V'chir Amadabar. We have in Tanakh, the Yoshio, when they found that Sefer Torah in the days of Yoshio, and it was open to the Posa and the Tocha, and he learned from there they have to do a whole Tshuva movement. I mean, the Posa and Tanakh. So he says, Avada, we can derive messages when we come across in learning. And he quotes this Medrash in the Yalkut Shimon I just mentioned before. And he says, he quotes in the Sefer Shevet Musar, Kibaltim Rav Osai, because you wrote Tim Lasos, is a doubleness before the girl. The girl I grow, but it was some form of thing existed before the gong. Okay? Kibal and Osek, you wrote in Lasos, is a dobra, Havim Supakin, Lasos in Lav, Havim Note with Chumash, they took you to a Chumash, or Arba Vesim, that's a Tanakh, 24 books, okay? By the Postin, also, Vero and Berosh, Adaf, Mapostakoya, and so on. The Nimsa Shemisyat in the Torah, you know, to know what to do, and he says that even though it says in the Sefrei, Ein Sholim Begorolos, Dechsiv Tomim Tien, that's the Zohar, Kagon Zeh Shori. This, according to this, the Chidor says, is Mutter. He says this as well, one of his Tshuvas.
Saying Mutter and then it's Emet.
But we're allowed to consult it, you know.
But it doesn't mean you're going to get
it. That's a different thing. Okay, you may not get it. Okay, that's true.
So why would they advise you to do something?
No, you're not advising, you're saying you can. That's your point. Okay.
You needed an expression.
Yeah.
So this is a way that we're going to make we're going to harness people's need to get answers by doing it through the...
You have to think about that. Let me just finish up. The Chidol says in one of his Shulas Chaim Shoal in Chelik Beis, he says he refers to what he wrote in the Shir Brocha. He says, And we've shown him already the Masha, the quote, the Rambam, Sha'ein Roy Lifto Chumash Al Derech Goralos, and so on, and you're not supposed to do that, but he says, Amnam Nir the Mashkot Rambam, who all shot Shechoz Al Abatim, go, someone who's peddling this, you know, he's going to different people and telling you, I'll tell you your future. That's what the Rambam meant you're not allowed to do. Okay, because like certain goyim do it. But someone wants to do it himself, Ben Ola Ben Atzmo, he says over here that it's Mutter. Again, as you can imagine, and he also has in another place, I forgot to mention before, in the Sefer Shem HaGdolim, he quotes his father did it, and others, you know, there's a whole list of, this is Erech Merb Nissen Ruzalio, I don't know who it was, Rabbanim of Hebron, this is in Marcus HaGdolim, Os Nun, number 14, he says various different people do it again, it precedes the Gra, is my point, and they would write Rosh Tevis, all kinds of different things, you know, with, that would solve certain problems that they would come across. And the Sefer Tamam in Hagim, Lekar Adinim, which is the Siddush type of Sefer, in the Likutim and Os Nun Beis, about Psokli Tzukecha, so he says that it was quotes that that's a Yalkut Shimoni as well. This is from the Bnei Yisoschar. Okay, because Kol Mash Adam Lo Mechol Yom Yachol Is Bonin Eitz Mechol Nara Kadosh Malos. You always find something in the Torah. In the footnote, he writes in the Sefer Sifsei Tanikim. That's what it means. Afokba the Kulaba. Right, everything's in the Torah. Okay, and he says that originally they were Nevi'im. Now they are Tzadikim. And that's the Siddush approach.
Okay. Yeah. You have to know what it means. Because
right.
Be ma'apich here.
The other backwards. Yeah.
All the things you make negative.
Right. Mentions the resource. It mentions the resource. Baal Shem Tov and so on. Again, that's from the Siddush point of view. I'll just finish. Well, that's the source of Siddush Swarm. You know, the content of the Tzadik. That's debated among Mislagdim, but this is a Siddush type of Sefer. Okay.
I quote something like that from the name of the Brit Kerav.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, okay. They were shooting in Yerushalayim in some kind of...
Kind of like that, okay, yeah. Good. I'll just end with the two things that's interesting in the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Sternberg. Well, first I'll read from his commentary on the Chumash. It's interesting that he refers to the girl I grew up in a pasuk in his commentary on Parshas Tetzaveh, in the Sefer Tam Vadas Ala Torah. That's Rav Moshe Sternberg on the Chumash in Parshas Tetzaveh, Shmos Lamed, Chavches Lamed, Prakves Pasuk Lamed about the Urim Betumim, which you know relates to this whole discussion. So the Yadua Shagam Bisman Hazeh Yesh Ofan Sheefshal Lishol Min Hashamayim, and that's the Gor Hagro. And the Yadua Shagam Kadosh Kadosh Chavetz Chaim did it, and so on. Okay, but he writes here Shagor Hazeh Yane Rak Lemisha Mekabelat Al Atzmo Lemale Achar Dvar Vibli Linto. So this only works if you're really going to do it. Okay, you agree to do it. That's what he writes here. And he writes also, Gam Mishotecha Sekhazol Nei Tzadikei Chachma Yisrael. It's also allowed and so on. We have Tzadikim as well. That's what he writes in his Parish on Chumash. But in his Tshuvas, this is the final source for tonight, in Tshuvas, the Moshe Sternbuch, and as you saw, this is Shal Tshuvas, Tshuvas on Hagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov, Nun Dalet.
It's such an agra.
What's that? Oh yeah, the descendant of Agra, right. Nimen Echad, Rabbeinu Agra. He writes, Nishalti Mutalisho Kan, people look at the. He was asked about people who look at their palms and palm readers and so on, which they say that you know the chokhmas are parts of this. They say that the people reliable people told me they're Rav Heinemann from Baltimore. You know, knows how to do this stuff. And,
there's some
you
know,
right. Some say there are such people. Anyway, he says over here in this tshuva near the chola isur tochpam ava kashena bo tochpam ela rotsa leida mazalak elishazik b'tshuva ma'isitom ain osim enadim. Here he says the other way. He says now I believe that it's like you said before. It's absolutely true. You're going to use this as some sort of a you know as a remez to help you and so on and so forth. You're going to be motivated to do tshuva whatever. Then it's allowed. Okay. And the same thing. The chaimash the darshu b'sifri minayin chain chom begarol shemar tom timash rakecha our pasuk our sifri our mechaber but. Why can you use Gorolos? So he says, he quotes other people and says that when it's talking about something which has two sides, Shamati Michomi Zatzal Shakbikol Dover Shayolo Shneit Stodim Haya Osalofia Gorba Omer Hashem Noshakiva Kosi Atatoma Goroli. He asked him, that's the Chazanish. If it's Mutti, he said, that's okay. And if there's something that's two sided, now you just want to go which way to go, so that's what he allows. Lamai said, there are different type of Gorols, right? There's a Gorol, which we have that, the Torah says about Azazel, about that. That's one type of Gorol. But, a Gorol to kind of help you make a decision. So it seems, notwithstanding what he wrote in his parish, Chumash on the Chumash, it seems you shouldn't really believe 100% that it's MS, it's absolutely MS, but you can draw your inspiration from it. And therefore, if it, well, that's what he says, yeah. So he mentions that. But again, so one could argue the concept of the Goral HaGra is just, so to speak, a glorified form of Pesuk L'Psukecha. Right, just extending the content of finding a pasuk. So there's a way that we find the pasuk. There is a practice that some have, you know, where Rachman Otan, somebody is ill, so we change the name. So some people just add a name like Baruch or Chaim, or if it's a girl, Chaya, Bracha, Rafal, right? But some people do, not exactly girl, but they open a chumash and find the first pasuk. They say that, you know, Rav Breuer is a Chaim Bracha, so Rav Breuer's name is Joseph Breuer, Joseph Breuer. But if you look in the Beis Medrash and Breuer's on Bennett Avenue, 191st Street, it says Levi Yosef, I think. They called him Levi. Why Levi? Well, he was sick. He lived till close to 100. But I think when he was 80s, he was sick, and they decided to add a name. So they opened the Chumash to figure out what name to add. The first pasuk they came to was the pasuk Shimon v'Levi Achim. Okay, now, they didn't want to use Shimon because of Schwab. Tomorrow was the other Rav, and the killer is over Shimon Trahan. So they went to the next one. That's why I added the name Levi. So we do find that sometimes you can find guidance from a pasuk in the Torah, and it's not a violation, even the Rambam said, it's not a violation of Tom and Tia, and that's why perhaps many of these Gedol Yisrael operated with the Goral HaGra. Okay.
What a good Shabbat. Well.